there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. Conditions that affect the skin are so difficult for young people to navigate. There is discomfort and embarrassment, not to mention the judgment of other people who might not understand the disease. Atlanta high school senior Ellis has experienced all of this as he lives with rosacea. He created an informative and empowering platform called Dermateens to educate young people about skin conditions, and he is committed to raising awareness around the importance of sunscreen in skin cancer prevention. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Ellis. He is going to tell us all about this wonderful work that he does in an organization he started called Dermateens. Hey, Ellis, how are you?
Hi, nice to see you. I'm doing well.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you live, where you go to school, what grade you are, and all that good stuff, and then tell us everything about Dermateens. Start all the way from the beginning.
Of course. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Ellis Schroeder, and I am a senior at Druid Hills High School in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm 17 years old, about to be 18, which is a little bit crazy to say. But Dermateens, as an organization, has been around for the last 3 years or so, and it is all about educating teens on skin health and also promoting sun safety. And the origin of it actually came out of my own skin-related struggles. So I, being on the podcast, you can't see my face right now, but I have a form of rosacea, which is basically chronic blushing of the skin, and it was extremely severe during middle school. And of course, that's a time when you have all of these different stressors and you feel very self-conscious. And unfortunately, your peers kind of reflect that insecurity back onto you. So I struggled with a lot of bullying. And I remember this specific instance where a teacher actually took me out of line in class to ask me what was wrong with my face. And in reality, it was just because I had a rosacea flare up, right? And essentially what I did almost as armor is I learned everything I could about my skin. I had no idea I had rosacea at the time, and I became absolutely obsessed with learning everything about the structure, function, and purpose of our skin so that I could potentially find a way to combat the stressors and the bullying that I was facing. And I think this really climaxed specifically when there was one day when I was actually at the dentist. I had a dentist appointment and I had a really bad flare up. And for those who don't know, how rosacea works is basically your blood vessels, they can flare and you have flare ups where your face will turn red and pink and you look like you just exercised for a really long time, but it's for an extended period of time and it looks rather like unnatural. It looks almost as people would call me like tomato face like, you know, but it was one of the worst flare-ups I've ever had after the dentist appointment. And that was the first time I really told my parents that it was something that I was really struggling internally with. I remember I was crying on the way home and it was just, I was a complete wreck because I felt so self-conscious and insecure. And funnily enough, with rosacea, the more stressed out you are, the worse it gets. So it was this endless positive feedback loop. But quickly, I began to realize as I was researching and as I was telling my peers about my condition, when they would continue speaking to me in negative ways about it, that they actually had no idea what the skin was even all about. It wasn't necessarily that they just weren't listening to me or that they just didn't like me. It was just there's this chronic lack of awareness about the largest organ in our entire body amongst teens, which is the skin, right? And that inspired me to create Dermateens, a platform where I can not only educate teens about my own condition, but create a space for teens to learn from other teens about rosacea, other skin conditions, and really understand how important skin health is to overall bodily functions, right? And especially myself being a guy, it's not very common for men to think about their skin or be concerned with it. And so a lot of my work with dermateens really relies on encouraging people to understand the skin and taking care of your skin as something that's important for everybody of all identities, and how things like skin cancer and eczema and psoriasis can affect anyone. And it's really important that we all educate ourselves. And when you have all of these resources online that are available, a lot of them aren't necessarily speaking to you because they are coming from adults. And we have all of these amazing dermatologists and researchers who are really doing the heavy lifting. But oftentimes you'll find there's a lot of scientific lingo and all of these different barriers to our understanding of the skin, right? And this is even more pronounced for teenagers. And so a lot of what Dermateens aims to do is not only spread awareness about rosacea and these other conditions, but really make it so that it's a digestible form of awareness and education for teenagers using scientifically proven and medically accurate information to ensure that we are being the best advocates that we can be.
That's amazing. And you're so right that children don't understand, young people don't understand all of these different types of skin conditions. I mean, the skin is so sensitive, not to mention acne. I mean, your platform is Dermateens, and I have looked at it, and obviously there's a lot there about acne and all of the different treatments, some of which are very, very challenging for your health, for your long-term health and safety. And acne can be devastating. Obviously, people are so embarrassed by it, and other children make fun of them for it. And it sort of breaks my heart because, as you rightly pointed out, this is the largest organ in our body, and it's the most visible, and it's the thing that we put out into the world, right? Our face, our skin, our hands, our arms. And it just feels like a very vulnerable thing. So I just want to applaud you for sort of taking control of the narrative, right? And making sure that you educated yourself so that you could tell other people what was actually going on. That really takes the wind out of a bully's sails, right? When you are able to articulate what it is that's actually going on and why it's happening and what you can do about it, and the fact perhaps that you can't do anything about it. So tell me a little bit more about the website, how you put it together, how you found these doctors to give you sort of mentorship and guidance, how you get your content. I saw you have lots and lots of different writers. So the research that they do, how do you vet the information, all of the kind of practical stuff.
Absolutely. So essentially what we try and do is we really leverage not only our Instagram presence, but also our website to disseminate this education and awareness. And the project began as just me writing articles in my room and kind of nerding out over things. And of course, using some credible sources, but of course, I was just a teenager in my room, right? And quickly, as interest began to really increase, I wanted to expand the team. And so I used platforms like Google Forms and again, Instagram to really spread awareness about the fact that people can join the team as writers. I began to realize the fact that skin health and education about it is much greater than myself, and it's really important to create a platform. And so once I had this team of writers really built up after I leveraged social media for it, I wanted to make sure that all the information that we produce is accurate, right? And interestingly, a very exciting opportunity kind of came about where we had a doctor from India named Dr. Lohi Prati, who actually filled out the Dermateens application form to be an article writer. And when I received her application, I was like, wait, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be vetting what we're doing. And so she is just so incredible. So how it works logistically is we have writers from across the world. We have around 25 countries represented, not only in our actual audience, but also in our team. And so from different corners of the world, people are drafting articles, and I provide and encourage them to use specific sources. So for instance, there is a dermatology medical journal called JAMA Derm, and there are other platforms that I encourage the team to use. And if they don't provide references or provide the actual sources that they use, and you can't trace back what they write about to a source, then we won't publish any of their writing. And that's kind of a piece of the training piece on my end for all of the article and content writers that we have on board. But once they draft their articles, they are sent to Dr. Lohi Pratyut for her to do a medical review. And not all of our articles receive medical reviews, especially because she is a doctor with a practice in India, so she's very busy. But also the nature of some posts, it doesn't necessarily warrant the level of medical supervision as some others, right? Like if we're just spreading awareness about different types of sunscreen that you can purchase, that isn't something that we'd receive a medical review on. But that's a little bit of an overview of how our articles work, but it's a very similar process for everything on our Instagram and also other initiatives and projects and partnerships that we work on. So for Instagram, we have content writers who do thorough research, and it goes through a similar vetting process. And then that's converted into an infographic that we disseminate with help from our social media team. But with our actual programs that we have three, and these are kind of focused specifically on sun safety and the importance of skin cancer prevention. These are the sunscreen alarm, our sun protection packages, and also skin cancer awareness workshops / webinars. And these are more on the ground. They're less in the stratosphere of the internet, but more with me and other team members that are close by or in their respective regions, working to collect sun safety items or educate people at their school about skin cancer and skin health. And so we have this mix of both online work and also in person. And I think this effort of combining the awareness and also access related inequities that can contribute to not only teens' lack of understanding of skin health, but just generally poor health outcomes that relate to the skin across the world.
Of course, of course. I love this, particularly as it relates to sunscreen. You know, I think a lot of young people don't use it because they think it's for older people and they
exactly, or only for the beach.
Right, it's only for the beach, and it's to prevent wrinkles way, way, way in the future. And as I sit here as a 55-year-old, I can promise you it's not so far in the future that you have to worry about this. I think that people who have darker skin sometimes don't think they need sunscreen, which of course is not true. They can, of course, be sunburned and can also develop skin cancer. So that is such a critical life-saving service that you're providing, and teaching people how to properly use sunscreen, how, you know, when to reapply it, all of those things. So this work that you do in terms of webinars and educating kind of locally, do you partner with any organizations that maybe donate sunscreen or anything like that? Like, how do you provide actual sunscreen to folks?
Yes. So with these programs that we have, a lot of it does rely on partnerships. And interestingly, they actually came about with like kind of my own independent work related to sunscreen. I actually install sunscreen dispensers around my community, and that is involving Impact Melanoma, a national nonprofit based in the United States, doing a bunch of incredible work to prevent melanoma. And it is working with them and also working with organizations like the National Council on Skin Cancer Prevention and other youth-led organizations to actually not only develop the programs that we have, but also increase their reach and their credibility, right? It's not the case where we can publish an article and have a medical review, but we really need to have a network of people who believe in the work that we're doing. And so a lot of the efforts with the sun protection packages and also with these webinars, it relies on ensuring that we have a presence with these other organizations. So oftentimes it's me sitting in meetings and also doing this other work to kind of bolster Dermateens' mission, right? And so to more specifically answer your question, we apply for grants, but we don't actually receive direct donations. And a lot of the fundraising that we have to do to collect items, it's pretty difficult, but it ends up being on a more local level, like around my school, do some bake sales. And I also encourage the Dermateens staff members to volunteer in their own schools to host sales. But we so far have only really done the sun protection packages in the Southeast region. We've partnered with an organization called Sun Smart Youth to basically have donation bins open around our communities across Atlanta and also Orlando, Florida, to collect items, including sunscreen, hygiene items, as well as sunglasses and other things that you can think of relating to health, especially skin health. And we collect these and package them, and we distribute them to homeless shelters around our areas. And it's very difficult to collect these items because we actually are not a registered 501c3. So we can't receive tax deductible donations. So oftentimes it is the most difficult piece of this work that we do, but a lot of it is grit with our bake sales and with other efforts to ensure that we have the resources to really make these programs happen. But with things relating to our webinars and also with the sunscreen alarm notification system that we created, because it isn't necessarily something that requires donations and money, that's something where we, again, focus on that network that we've built to really ensure that they're successful.
Amazing. Well, I was going to ask you about any challenges that you faced, but it seems like you just covered that. And maybe at some point, I know you're probably busy applying for college right now and all of that stuff, but becoming a 501c3 would probably open up all of those other opportunities for you to receive donations, monetary donations, and then be able to kind of expand your reach and your mission. I mean, obviously your connection to all of these national nonprofits that work in this space, I mean, you're really a very credible source. You really have a seat at the table, and that's so impressive, Ellis, after only 3 years, but you just speak so eloquently about this work and you're clearly so passionate about it that, you know, there's kind of no limit to what you can do here. Well, Ellis, this is kind of one of the most impressive conversations I've had so far this season. It's really just so wonderful. Can you tell us where we can follow and learn more and get on the website and reach out to you if anyone wants to learn more, to start something in their own community? Tell us everything.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. This has truly been so incredible, and I really appreciate this opportunity. But everybody, you can find Dermateens on Instagram at Dermateens, which is D-E-R-M-A, and Teens, T-E-E-N-S. And our website is www.dermateens.org.
Well, Ellis, this has just been a wonderful conversation. I'm wishing you the best of luck in this and all things. I really don't think you're going to need it. I think you're going to do amazing things. Thanks so much for this conversation.
Thank you so much. This has been so excellent.
It was great to meet you. Be well.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others. And always, be kind.